Welcome to the Helping Hands podcast, brought to you by Jack and Inge Gems Childcare Services.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Helping Hands podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I hope isolation is suiting you. If not, then you're listening to the right podcast. Today I'm going to bring you some tips and some conversation that may possibly help you in isolation with your children. It's very important during these times. We're all stuck indoors. None of us can get out, especially your children. They are so used to being in routine. They are used to getting to school. They are used to break being at this time, lunch being at this time, this lesson at this time. And that is something that, yes, we are as parents and carers used to when we go to work. If you take all that away and put everyone in the house together, that goes out the window and your mood changes. It's sort of a mood of uncertainty, worry, anxiousness at this time. It doesn't really need to be. You know, your mood counts so much towards your children's behaviour, but it is the biggest thing. If you are in a foul mood, your children's mood will change. We all know that. We all see it. You know, if daddy's got the hump, no one will approach him. If mummy's got the hump with daddy, nobody will approach daddy and not mummy. We can see that every single day in our lives, but we're all stuck together now. And no more important than now, your mood counts. Your children, as well as a teacher, can teach them. I promise you of that. There may be some parents out there thinking, well, I'm doing a great job. I'm sure you are. I'm sure many, many parents out there and carers are doing an absolutely fantastic job. But teachers are qualified individuals. They know how to work with a wide range of children and how to get the best from them. Stop pretending that you can teach your children absolutely everything in this time. But embrace what you can teach them. Life skills, everything around the house, get them involved, whether they're 4 years old, 5 years old, whether they're 14, 15, get them involved. That 14 and 15 year old, they should possibly start learning how to do the ironing, the washing. There's loads of things you can do around the house to educate your children for the world, not just schoolwork, maths and English, but in stuff in and around the real world. You know, can ask yourself this question. Can your 14 and 15-year-old actually iron their own trousers, iron their own shirts, school uniform? I'm not saying this has to be consistent, but now's the time. What better time have you got when we're all at home, all isolated, to start bringing them things to give your children the skills that they need? You know, has your youngest never done any baking apart from at school? Have they done that with you? Let them use a spatula. Let them help with the washing up. Obviously, no sharp knives. But let them help out. Let them get them skills that they need, the things that we can teach our children. Don't put yourself under pressure. That is the main thing. Your mood does count. So when you jump up in the morning, make sure you're in a good mood and you're ready to go. Now, look at this as a positive. It is a massive negative and it's affecting us all, but look at this as a positive. Now, let's teach our children what the real world is like. Fathers, I'm not stereotyping here, but fathers, you can get involved in it. You know, I did have a conversation, not to say no names, with a friend of mine the other day, ranting and raving about the husband that is literally, that she sort of said, oh, the football's all finished, so there's nothing on. I said to him, we can do this and do that, and then beep, went the PlayStation button. And that's him lost now, forever. You know, he just replaced one thing for another. Still not helping out around the house, not doing anything. I think men, we need to realise, and it isn't just men, it's some women, but men primarily, we need to realise that, you know, your wife, your girlfriend, your partner, he's still running around doing all them things they normally would do around the house, as well as having the children there. We all know within the 6 week summer holiday how stressed normally, as I'm not stereotyping, normally the mothers out there and the female carers get stressed. We're trying to find things to do. It's the same now. It's exactly the same. Plus, the weather isn't that good. At the moment, we've had a few good days, but it's still bitterly cold. And at the moment, some people don't have gardens. We can't go out and do these things. But men, please, from me to you, please, just get involved a little bit. Help out a little bit. If you are, you are fantastic. But I'm sure there are many men out there that are not getting involved. This is your opportunity to get involved. Share some of that wisdom that you have with your children without screaming and shouting at them. Sometimes it does happen. Give your children some choice. I'm sorry if this is coming across unscripted. That is because it is unscripted. But give your children some choice. Now, a lot of us are going to be sent home, homework from the school and things to do to keep our children educated at this time. Now, if you've got bundles and bundles and bundles of work being sent home and you feel, oh, they need to get this done, for one, you're putting yourself under pressure to stop that so much. But spread that work out across the table, on the floor, and say to your child, what? Blah, blah, blah. Which one do you want to do? Empower them. Empower your children. Give them a choice. And you'll find that as soon as they get a choice, it makes things so much easier. Because children are very confused at this time. They understand what's going on, a lot of the children. They understand that heard of coronavirus. They know what's going on. They are anxious as well. But they also see this as a holiday because routines have changed. They're not going to school. But empower them a little bit. Say to them, right, you've got all this work to do. Which one do you want to do? What do you want, a bit of maths today, a bit of English? What should we start with? As soon as you give them that choice, you'll find that they'll be very more forthcoming and helpful. You won't get them boundaries put up, so I don't like maths. Don't want to do it. I don't like science. You know, empower them. Make them make the choices and it will help you, I promise. There are going to be many children out there that are very difficult to get this doing. Good children with ADHD, learning difficulties, some that are just very, very stubborn. And I sympathise with these parents at this time. It can be a very, very difficult time. But please, 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 keep calm. Use the rule of stepping away. Now, when the children are getting too much, and they will do it at some point for everyone, don't snap. Just walk away. Keep calm. You know, everyone says always count to 10. So take some deep breaths. Now, breathe in for 4. Hold for 5. Breathe out for 6. Do this for a minute, you'll calm yourself right down. You know, just some parents and carers have that ability just to switch off and not listen to what's going on, and some don't. Yeah? Do not fight with your children. You are the parent, yeah? But give them a bit of choice and stay calm. I cannot push that on you enough. Please stay calm. You know, punishing your child by sending them to the bedroom or sit on the stairs or sit in a certain location, it's not great. We don't need to be doing that at this time. All they're going to do is rebel against us. So please, let's not do that. Just stay calm, work with your children, find out what's making them tick. You know, and after all this, I think we're really going to appreciate school teachers a lot more, regardless of what we think of them. So one of the main things is keeping a routine. Now, obviously, routines are different for everyone. But I've just basically got a standard one here. Wake up usual time. Get breakfast in the children. Sort of as if they were going to school. Keep that routine exactly the same. Now, PE with Joe Wicks has been a major, major thing recently. And I would say everyone to join it, if possible. If you haven't got the ability to do that, then take your children on a walk to school. Without leaving your house. Sounds very weird, but just go for a walk. Yeah. If you're in a flat, walk your way around the flat. Come on, kids, we're off to school. Make it, remember, your mood counts. Make it fun, make it exciting. And walk around. Maybe pick things up on the way. Hide some little things. Just go on a walk. Get your children as active as you possibly can, and it will help. So after this, and they've done that, give them a little break, maybe a little snack, some water, and then give them the choice for schoolwork or an activity. Now, to schoolwork, if you've been sent it, that would be great thing to do this time. Spread it out, give them a choice. If not, or you think yourself that you don't want to be sitting there answering questions on percentages and all the rest of it. Just get into an activity. Any activity at all. Make something up. Something that you're interested in. You're interested in, sorry. Get it out. Just get them active. That's all you can really do. Okay? Then after that, lunch, bit of free play. It's very important to let your children have that free play. Yet again, after lunch, go back into some schoolwork or an activity, whichever that may be, whichever that suits. Yet again, have a break and a snack. I know there's going to seem, seems a lot of breaks now, but your children need that. They are isolated indoors. You know, they cannot get out as much energy as they do at school. So the breaks, little and often, will really, really help them to concentrate. Free play and activities after this and social time. Now, social time is a weird one. Now, a lot of people that I have spoken to, like, I find it really difficult. They're bored. They're not talking to anyone around. Get on your FaceTime. There's loads of things you can do about that. Get on your FaceTime. I promise you, if you're sitting there and you're talking to another parent through WhatsApp, and I know there's a load of WhatsApp groups going on, just pick a friend and do a WhatsApp live, or whatever it's called, sorry, but a FaceTime, and get that child and that child to talk. Like 10, 15 minutes. And maybe that would even encourage your child to do more work. Oh, blah, blah, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing my maths. What are you doing? Oh, I was doing English, but can I do my maths, please? Let them sit and do the maths. You encourage each other. We are social creatures. You know, our children, the majority of at young age and a bit older, don't have phones. Don't have access, but I guarantee, you know, every single parent has a phone, has access. Let your children access that for a little while off your phone, just to talk to someone, someone different, someone out of the family circle or isolated with. You'll find this will have a major impact on their health and mentally as well. You can always do the walk home from school, which is another good, make it into a game, walk around to your house. Or your flat, do some skipping, do some hopping, do some jumping, burn off that energy. Then dinner, and then as we've spoken about in other podcasts, the bedtime routine. Make sure you stick to that as well. It's quite unfortunate that we've come into the time of the clocks changing. Now everything is lighter later, and we're going to start falling into that, and some children may have already done it. It's still light outside. Why am I going to sleep now? Trying to get them to understand that it's exactly the same time, it's just lighter outside, it's really, really difficult, but the routine will help with that. Remember, keep calm throughout whatever you do. Now, I'll be looking at some free resources that you can do, because technology is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I think the older children will probably have used this at this time. Just keep an eye on it. Please keep an eye on who they're talking to, because then worries of, oh, is my child being bullied at school? May have gone for certain parents, especially if senior years. But your child can still get bullied online and bully other people, which a lot of people seem to forget. Please keep an eye on that. If you're not checking your child's phone, as many parents do, very conscious thing, should we check them? Should we not? They're like little diaries. Me personally, I think you should be checking them. Have a look. See what your children are doing, who they're talking to. Look at the content they're searching for. You know, it is very, very important. If any alarm bells start ringing, sit your child down and have a chat. You have to. At this time, on any, bullying over Messenger and all the rest of the apps that there is, any social networks, is going to be really, really high. The last thing we need right now are the very sad cases where young people are taking their own lives. One, because they're isolated and can't turn to others. Two, they don't want to talk to mum and dad or carer because it's embarrassing. It's down to us as parents and carers to do our jobs. And yes, that does mean invading the privacy slightly of the children, have a little look or ask to look. But it's so important. And at this time, I really do think you need to do it. But that's the dark side of technology. There really are some good sides. As I've mentioned already, the free PE lessons with Joe Wicks every day at 9 o'clock, whether you do it at that time in the morning or not, it's really up to you. You may find that your children are slumping mid-afternoon. Put the PE on, get the PE done. Especially if you're locked in a flat and you have no open spaces you can go to, Mr. Wicks, as people are now calling him, go and do it. Go and do his PE lessons. But parents, you have to join in as well. And it does mean no sending him letters asking for a day off because your legs are hurting. Just join in what you can. Your children will absolutely love it. There is also a free wildlife Q&A with Steve Backshall at 9:30 every day. You go, I can't remember the program Steve's been on, but he does amazing things, especially with children's TV. So you can log into that. David Williams, as we all know, does his books, and he's doing audio books, free ones. Please join in and listen to them. He's an amazing man, and his imagination is wonderful. The way he delivers audio books, it's just fantastic. Not all children like reading. Not all children can read, and not all children want to read. Audio books is another way of still letting them use their imagination through the medium of stories. Please log on to them as well. There's also free science classes with CBB's Maddie at 11 o'clock every day. Now, me personally, I've not seen these, but from reviews, they were very, very good. Going over many, many aspects. Science, just tune in, have a look. Let's use the internet to our favour as much as we can. Now, this one is, this podcast is short and sweet. There isn't much I can really talk about. Obviously, everyone is in isolation, things that they're very quiet. Just stay safe. And all you're doing, if you have got to go to the shops, please make sure you wash your hands in and out. I know face masks are not necessary, but definitely hand washing. And just, let's just all think, any time now is to be kind to each other, especially to the loved ones that you love and you're isolated with. No one wants to live in a toxic environment, and it's your mood that really, really counts on all this. So please, guys, stay as safe as you can. Hopefully everything will get back to normal very, very soon. And I really look forward to bringing you some happier and better news soon in the future. Thank you for listening, guys. Speak soon.